end here. What do you think? This is my favorite part of town. Up on this hill, you can see everything. There's the town hall, and there's the shopping district, and over there is your house, and on the other side of the town is my apartment. Here, let's sit down. Oh, the grass is soft, isn't it? Perfect for just soaking in the world around you. Feels nice. It seems like we haven't been able to have a day like this in a while. A day where we can just hang out, you know? No plans other than talking. Other than the outrageous hike here. But I promise it's worth it. The breeze up here feels so good, and I love watching the people mill around underneath us. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about something. I know that you've been having a rough time lately. Well, maybe not rough, but confusing, right? You feel like the world is pulling you in 10 million different directions. You have your family, your friends, your job, your dreams, your health, your bills. And it just seems like no matter how much time you put in, you can't manage everything. And you're stuck, and nothing is going anywhere, but at the same time, it's all just passing by. And as soon as you set priorities, all of a sudden, something else is more important again. Well, I don't know exactly how to say this, which is why I dragged you up here, so I could explain with images rather than words. Look down at the town again. You see all the people, huh? Well, if you look closely enough, you can start to separate them into groups. There are the fast walkers, the slow walkers, the people who have no idea where they're going, the people who are just drifting around, lots of people. This is gonna sound so cheesy, but that's how life is. And that's how your life is. And you have the power to control your own stride. You can walk through life with a goal in mind, but just having that goal won't get you there, okay? You can't stop on the way for a break and expect to get there soon. You can't exhaust yourself by running too quickly in the beginning. And you can't burn out before you get there. And I know that sounds intimidating, but I also know who you are. And you aren't one of those people who can be satisfied by just drifting. And I have nothing against the people that just walk their dogs the whole life. As long as they're happy and as long as that's what they want, then I think they should obviously do that. But that's not you. You aren't one of those people who will ever give up on their dreams. Even if you don't get there in the end, it will be on your mind forever. Sorry, that probably sounded a little bit ominous. What I'm trying to say is that we are going to get you there. And it's going to be hard, and it's not going to be a straight path, and you're going to lose things on the way, but listen to me, okay? Right now, you are making a promise to yourself. A promise that your future is your top priority. And until you get that future, you won't slow down. You are such a truly amazing person, and you've spent way too much of your time serving others. And I know that you love helping, but you don't have to sacrifice your dreams for those things anymore, okay? There's a balance, and I'm here right now to help you figure it out. Here. Pinky swear. Just like when we were kids. There. I swear that one way or another, everything will work out. Even if you get lost, or when you don't know what to do at a crossroads, I will be here for you, always. I swear it. Good. And you swear in return that you'll come to me if you need me, even if you just need some inspiration or a reminder of why you started. You have to believe that I'm here for you, because I am. I know that after a long talk like this, you always get so exhausted, you just want a break. But we have a 2-mile trek back to my apartment. And then we are most certainly not going to take a break. You are going to sit at my computer, yes, mine, because you always get distracted on your own, and I'll sit next to you with pen and paper ready. And we're going to make a plan as detailed as we can get. It's going to be your roadmap. And then finally, it will surely be dinner time, and we can look through whatever the hell I have in my pantry, and we'll make something that's a solid 6 out of 10. And then we can relax. And then, tomorrow morning, you'll get up and start walking.